Do you feel too privileged to be distressed? Hi, I'm Dr. Catalina Lawson, and I'm a clinical psychologist specializing in sex and relationships. And I'm also a first-generation Filipino-American. And I have been doing research in health disparities amongst Latinos, recent immigrants, African-Americans. I've done some work in Southeast Asia. And throughout my life, I very much, you know, Filipinos were always like, we're the fun Asians. And I often felt maybe too Americanized or not really Asian enough. So most of my life, I really didn't have many Asians. But now, in my private practice, I have about 70% first generations, and I see, and most of them are Asian. And one thing that has really come across in my work is how many of them feel just like how I felt for so long. Where they felt, and I have felt, too privileged to feel distressed. So my parents were from the Philippines, and my mom grew up in one hut and five people and dirt floors and a hole in the corner. And so in one generation, she went to med school and she immigrated to, her and my dad came to the States, and we were the recipients of all of their hard work and sacrifice. So I very much prided myself on very much having this immigrant mentality and work ethic throughout my life. But I also had depression and anxiety. And I remember that by the time I went to grad school, I knew I wanted to be a professor. And even if I was going to do clinical work, I knew that I didn't want to do, I always said, I don't want to work like with people who are like me. I don't want to work with people who are privileged. And it really has only been in the last year, and I got my PhD in 2005, that I realized so much of that mentality, which basically that mentality led me to work in psycho-oncology, which is with cancer patients, and I work a lot, again, with recent immigrants, refugees, and in developing countries. I do a lot of that kind of stuff. And what I realized was a lot of that really was me saying I didn't want to work with people who were privileged, you know, who were like me and who really, life is fine. Who cares if they're just a little bit depressed and anxious? And then I realized how much I, like many other first-generation immigrants, shared this mentality of feeling that this privilege that we have makes us infallible to real distress and makes us ashamed, feel guilty for actually feeling distressed. And I find like that's a shame. And I'm realizing that for myself, how much it was very much against my identity to actually think, oh my gosh, I would, I mean, again, I always knew I was depressed or anxious, like definitely knew that. And I've seen lots of therapists, but I actually never really appreciated how much that actually influenced my day-to-day life. Again, I had control over what was going on with my career, anything I could control, but anything I couldn't control, like anything relational, that was where, and again, I'm confident, I'm extroverted, I'm pretty assertive, but that was where I always felt very lost and where my distress would generally impact. And that's often the case, particularly amongst individuals who are first generation immigrants or have overcome so many things that they feel like they don't deserve or haven't earned the right to actually be just stressed. And I really want to open up the space for us to talk about this, because I actually think everyone, there is no one infallible to distress, no matter your culture, no matter what you're born into. It may look different and it may be act out different, but it is prevalent. We generally see prevalence rates similar, you know, or within a range. Again, there's certainly more social pressures in certain countries, and flat out, there's also more monitoring and more more assessment, so we actually have some of that data, you know? But this idea that in developing, in first world countries, like this is a first world problem, that you actually still can't have problems, I feel like really that mentality is actually just around, it maintains the shame that I know I have had around feeling distressed and feeling like, why am I not trying hard enough? Why can't I control this better? You know, and now in my work, I get to hear so many stories of individuals who, again, everyone, all of my clients have had amazing careers. All of them, all of them built themselves up to be even more successful than their parents, being ever grateful that they somehow came to the States, whether they were born here or they immigrated here, and very appreciative, you know, this very much I'm lucky enough mentality. What do I have to complain about? And actually thinking that worrying or being depressed is complaining. It's not being grateful. This is what I want to open the conversations for us to talk about, because there actually isn't much research on that, you know, on this idea, particularly amongst first generations. And so I really want us to begin to start the dialogue about this sense of privilege and how, particularly amongst first generation immigrants, there's this idea that I'm too privileged to be distressed. I challenge that. I'm still working on challenging that for myself. And I hope you'll join me in actually opening up the conversation for us to really talk about this and neutralize this. So we actually, in particularly when it comes to our relationships, the things that actually we are not only in our control, and this includes our relationships with people at work, you know, that we can actually get the support that can help, and that together in community, we can actually support one another. All right. I totally welcome your contributions to this conversation and would love if we can connect and actually talk about this, really talk about this. And I'm totally open to ideas of how we might do that. So hit me up. You can find me online on my website, www.drcatalina.org, or on Instagram, Dr. Catalina Lawson, or Facebook, or my YouTube channel. All right. Thanks for listening if you are here and listening to this part. Thanks for given me a chance to actually share my story, but also have a conversation with us. And please, again, hit me back and let's actually chat and talk about this further. All right. Cheers.